This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. There is a new, just opened and unique exhibit at the Caterpillar Visitor Center in Peoria. The Visitor Center, by the way, just turned 5 years old as of October, and hundreds of thousands of guests have already visited it, but now they'll have a chance to come back and view a new exhibit about that deals primarily with the history of Caterpillar and one of its founders. And joining me on the line to talk about that is Lee Fosberg, the Heritage Services Supervisor at Caterpillar. Basically, he's the man that knows all the history about Caterpillar. Lee, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Will.
Quite glad to have you. This exhibit has to do with Benjamin Holt. And I, for those who don't know, tell me who Benjamin Holt is. And I guess along these same lines, I guess sometimes we forget that there was a history of Caterpillar that kind of extends to before Caterpillar, right?
That's right. Well, Caterpillar was formed by two companies that were actually from California. And Benjamin Holt was the, you would say, the owner and started the first company, which was called the Holt Manufacturing Company. And what his main contribution was that California at that time was really kind of, you would say, the wheat capital of the world. And he invented large combine harvesters that harvested wheat, and they were originally pulled by horses. The next thing that he developed was a steam tractor, and steam tractors would pull these combines. But where he had the foresight and really kind of the contribution to what would be Caterpillar was he invented the first commercially successful track-type tractor. So it had moving tracks, and it was actually on Thanksgiving Day he tested his first prototype tractor in Stockton, California, which was kind of outside of San Francisco today. And that, you would say, the rest of that was history.
Yeah, very much so. That track type tractor was really kind of what put Caterpillar on the map, and that's more or less how Caterpillar formed, correct?
It not only formed, but so his first tractor, when he demonstrated it in a field, a reporter or a company photographer said, "Doesn't that look like a big Caterpillar?" And that name stuck, believe it or not, and that's the name we have today. Now, to Holt, the name Caterpillar, it was their trademark, and they trademarked it a little bit later. But when the C.L. Best company merged with the Holt company, they chose the name Caterpillar.
Okay. So talk to me about this exhibit and kind of what it entails. That first type of tractor is really kind of the, I guess I might say, centerpiece of this exhibit?
Yeah. You think about it, over 100 years later, it's still, the track type tractor is one of our cornerstone products today. There's really four stories that are told by the exhibit. The mm-hmm. first is, how did we get our name, which I went into a little bit. But a little thing also about the name Caterpillar is, so Benjamin Holt invented this. And other companies then, like today when a new technology comes out, they created their own track-type tractors. But the name Caterpillar became so synonymous with the track-type tractor, not only did customers and the general public, but even his competitors, they called their machines Caterpillars. When you think about it, that's a pretty crazy concept. And the company that he merged with, the C.L. Best Tractor Company, they even admitted they called their machines Caterpillars. So very synonymous were, like, Kleenex today, people call facial tissue Kleenex. Well, everyone called track-type tractors Caterpillars. And that's certainly why when they merged in 1925, they chose that name.
Now, you mentioned that California was kind of where the beginnings happened here, and before moving to Peoria and East Peoria, and that's detail in this exhibit too, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, the second story is, like, we call it kind of Holt coming to Peoria. Mm-hmm. So Holt made these at that time, which was like 1909. They were making combine harvesters. They were, at that time, they even graduated into making gasoline-powered tractors. Mm-hmm. But to make products on the West Coast was very expensive. because all the steel in the United States was made on the East Coast. So you had shipping costs, you had expensive manufacturing costs. But whole tractors by that time, which were such an important innovation, were starting to be shipped across the world. Well, they needed to be close to both ports in New Orleans, but also on the East Coast. So they looked around the country, and Benjamin Holt had a nephew who actually went to school at the University of Minnesota, who was also an inventor himself, and his name was Plenty Holt, and he was tasked to find a Midwest base. Well, he first looked in Minneapolis, and they manufactured a couple tractors there, but they realized that that was not the opportunity they wanted. So Plenty Holt became connected with an individual in Peoria, Murray Baker, who, of course, a lot of people are familiar with. You know, we've named the bridge after him. And they found a company in Peoria, which was called the Kalian Company. They made steam tractors there, and they couldn't make that jump to gasoline, so they went out of business. So they purchased the assets of that company in 1909, and by early 1910, the first gasoline tractor came off the line.
And it's been kind of an, I guess, in many respects, sort of an uphill climb ever since for the company. An uphill climb made easier with those tractors that were first made, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And you think about it now, we're still producing tractors really right down the street from where the original Holt factory was.
Right, that's fantastic. Talk to me about some of the other things we'll see in terms of artifacts on display here. From what I understand, there are some really cool pieces that are a part of this exhibit.
Well, kind of one of my favorites is there's a drafting table, and we know from our research that it actually, if you think about this, it came out of what was the old Kalian factory, and when Holt came here, they bought all the assets of that company because it was in bankruptcy. We actually have the archival records, and they note in the records, because they were bankrupt and, you know, they did an inventory of everything in there, there were a number of drafting tables, and we have from the pictures from we have of the Holt collection in the archives that this drafting table, not 100%, but probably like 99%, that it came out of there. So, you know, it's over a 100-year piece. If you think of all of the important things that were drawn on it, it's pretty incredible. Another thing that I think is really neat is we have original line drawings of what would become the Caterpillar logo.
Wow.
And that was done by Holt. And one of the neat things I think about Holt, they liked representing the Caterpillar logo as, you know, as the insect. So it looks like a caterpillar, and in fact on their later machines their logo was the insect, and Caterpillar picked that up a little bit after the merger. You know, today our logo's a lot different, but
yeah,
it's kind of a fun, neat thing. But it's amazing to have, you know, these logos that were hand-drawn over 100 years ago.
All right.
Other things within the exhibit is we have documentation of this first track type tractor that Benjamin Holt invented, and kind of the story of it was, as I said, he made steam tractors. They had round wheels on them, and he removed the round wheels and put the tracks on, and we have like a model of that that was done in the past. But we have some neat media coverage of the event because it really was such a monumental thing, and kind of at this time, which would be pre-earth moving, it'd be the history of agriculture, it got a lot of press behind it.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of the story too, I'm sure. So with that, we're almost out of time, but is there anything else we should know about this exhibit, Lee?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the last things I'd say about the exhibit, we also have an antique machine exhibit that's also on display, and you'll actually see a really early Holt piece within that exhibit, which was a prototype machine, a rare machine. We also have another antique machine that people can climb on and see what it was like to drive one of those machines.
Well, that's amazing. Lee Fosberg, a Caterpillar Heritage Services Supervisor, thanks so much for telling us about this exhibit. It's very cool, and I look forward to seeing it in person some point here in the near future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Will.
The Caterpillar Visitors Museum is open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 with the last ticket sold at 3:30 in the afternoon. You can go to visitcaterpillar.com to get more information. Again, visitcaterpillar.com. Sports and more coming up on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.